Welcome to the October installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres Companies. And I'm Jim Nagy, President of Solar Manufacturing and host of these podcasts. With us again today is our guest, Nick Cordisco. He's our electrical engineer and service manager for solar manufacturing. Gentlemen, welcome to part two of our discussion on vacuum furnace preventive maintenance. Last time we talked at length about some of the benefits of preventive maintenance and why it is so important to keep our furnaces running at peak capacity. Just to review, preventive maintenance helps us by keeping our furnaces up and running according to our production schedules instead of reacting to unplanned downtime. We reduce or eliminate lost production resulting from equipment failures. We utilize manpower optimally by planning outages according to our schedules, thus avoiding the high cost of overtime related to emergency repairs. The bottom line is that preventive maintenance keeps operational expenses within budget, production flowing, customers satisfied, and our businesses making money. So today we want to continue our conversation by covering the finer points of the maintenance of the vacuum pumping system, in particular, the roughing pump and the vacuum booster. Nick, I want to start with you by asking to highlight for us the most critical areas to maintain on these pumps.
Thanks, Jim. Obviously, the most critical item that you need to maintain in the various pumps is oil integrity. I think the best suggestion that a company could do is to have their operators get in a regular routine of checking the oils before every shift, and if need be, changing the oils. Another thing that they should look out for is checking the belts on the pumps for proper tension and if there's any wear on the belts. And then again, make sure that they place all guards back in place so they can operate safely. The first pump that I'm going to speak of is the oil-sealed rotary piston pump, and in industry is often referred to as the roughing pump. We recommend that you change the oil monthly in the roughing pump. When checking the oil level in the roughing pump, it is advisable to do this when the pump is running. The reason for that is the pump uses oil to make the vacuum seal and pull some oil down into the pump cavity. So therefore, you want to make sure you check it while the pump is running. You want to make sure that the oil has about the same consistency as the motor oil in your car. If it appears milky in color, that would indicate moisture in the furnace, and you can try to clean it up by running the gas ballast valves, or in some cases you may not be able to clean it up enough and have to replace it. When checking the oil level of the roughing pump, you want to make sure that the level is approximately in the mid level of the sight glass. You want to make sure that you check the pulleys and belts on the pumps at least every month. Make sure that they're in good operating shape, make sure they're not cracked. With regards to checking belt tension on the roughing pump, it is advisable to place 3 to 5 pounds of pressure at the midpoint of the belt in between both pulleys, and hopefully resulting in a half inch deflection. Having the belts too tight can damage the drive shaft bearings, and having them too loose can result in slippage and excess wear. It's also a good recommendation to check your exhaust line to make sure it is free from any blockages, and drain the drip leg every day of any accumulated water and oil, and make sure it is free from any blockages to allow the roughing pump to vent properly. We also advise that a rotation sensor is located on the pulley of the pump. This will help to ensure that the pump is running properly, and that even though the motor is running, that the pump is also running with the motor. In the event where you have belts break, you could again have oil backstream into the furnace. There's also some other detailed maintenance that's required in the roughing pump, but we're not going to go over all of the other detailed items having to do with cleaning the reservoir, changing the valve deck, and oil solenoids. We would highly recommend that you refer to the manufacturer's manual on some of these more detailed maintenance items. The next pump that I'd like to talk about is the vacuum booster pump. obviously you want to make sure that the pump is rotating in the correct direction. Unlike the roughing pump, this is not an oiled sealed pump. It does have two places that oil needs to be maintained. One on the drive side of the pump and the other on the gear housing of the pump. It is very critical to make sure that the oil is maintained at the proper levels, which is halfway in the sight glass. If the oil drops out of the sight glass, you could have major damage to the pump and the gear housings. Unlike the roughing pump, when you check the oil level on the vacuum booster, you want to make sure you check it when the pump is not running. Unlike the roughing pump, the booster pump oil only needs to be changed every 6 months. It is recommended to use a VFD in conjunction with the vacuum booster for multiple reasons. It helps to eliminate the wear and tear from the use of a cross-the-line starter by ramping up the pump at a slower speed. You can also prolong the life of the pump by kicking back the speed of the vacuum booster when it is not in need. An example, whenever you're in high vacuum. Nowadays, most vacuum boosters are direct drive systems. There are some older systems that use a belt-driven vacuum booster, and the same checks would apply as the roughing pump by checking the integrity of the pulleys and the belts for wear and tear, and you want to make sure that it is maintained at the proper tension. However, we do recommend the use of a direct drive vacuum booster in conjunction with a variable frequency drive. The last pump that I'm going to speak about is the rotary vane pump, also known as the holding pump in industry. Like the roughing pump, the holding pump oil should be changed monthly and inspected regularly before each shift. If the oil is dirty or if it's milky in consistency, you can try to run the gas ballast to clean up the oil or replace the oil as needed. When placing the vacuum furnace into an idle mode, it is best practice to keep the holding pump running continuously.
Thanks, Nick, for your insight and helpful information on the preventive maintenance of the roughing pumps. In December, we'll continue with our topic of preventive maintenance of the vacuum pumping system with a discussion on diffusion pumps by Bill Jones. These podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, innovative leaders in the design of advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. Our website contains articles about vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treating, which will be very helpful to our listeners. In particular, I want to highlight an article entitled Critical Areas in Vacuum Furnace Preventive Maintenance by Rial Fredette and William R. Jones, available for download. Also, we highly recommend Dan Herring's book entitled Vacuum Heat Treatment, available through Industrial Heating Magazine. Thank you for listening, and look for our next podcast on preventive maintenance in December.